Patreons. But in fairness, John did look like a racial slur.
Patreons.
I'm going to turn this fan
he's
off.
He's going to tell us about the rain.
Guess who's back?
Patreons are back. The boys are back in town. We are having a threesome tonight.
The boys are back in Clump Town.
Nice. Nice. Finn Lizzy. I'm getting feedback. It's gone now. Anyway, we're having a threesome tonight.
Yeah, hello.
John's back.
My name's John.
John's back.
You might remember me.
My name is John.
You might remember me from episodes such as Nice Beer, Bill.
What else have we said?
Oh, not an awful lot that's that funny, really.
What's the one you mentioned? None of it is. What's the one you mentioned earlier?
You ain't gonna make no, that yeah, joke, yeah. Boy. Schlong's is black.
I sure am, boy.
Yes, I'm back.
Well, we're all back. We haven't been here for fucking ages.
Yeah,
any
but
of us.
I haven't been here for longest.
True.
Hard time.
Been busy, isn't it?
Last episode was tripe.
It was dog shit, wasn't it?
It was dog shit.
Yeah. That.
But we hadn't released one for ages. And then me and Bowles done some dog shite. Can we put these on silent? Or?
Well, it's just fucking typical, isn't it? Like,
it hasn't gone off all night.
No, all day, let alone all night. Fucking hell.
Popular
bite. I'm still on 86% battery. That's how little I've used my phone today.
Madness.
I haven't charged mine at all today.
I had to charge mine earlier.
Yeah, I did as well.
Yeah, yeesh. iPhone
fucking
problems.
iPhone wanker.
Bullshit.
You're constantly on yours, Bulge. How you haven't got 6 points of being on it while driving?
Surgically attached to your hand.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you have. You have no argument.
No, I do have an argument.
I'm a cunt.
You are a cunt.
We're going to be brutally honest. We have plenty to talk about in the main app. We probably won't get through all of it.
No, probably not.
The Patreon's looking thin on the ground.
Oh, yeah, actually,
a bit like my head.
I've now completed my community service.
Oh, yes.
Yes, buddy.
You're no longer a criminal.
I technically still am for the rest
of
my life, I believe.
Are you a criminal? Criminal?
I think I am for the rest of my life, aren't I? It doesn't go off my record.
Well,
or does it? It's not the driving offences.
You've been a criminal for fucking... since you were born, then.
Legally, I haven't been a criminal.
Yeah, no, that'll be on the recce, won't it?
Yeah,
it
for the rest of my life, I'd have thought.
Yeah.
That's great.
Let's not try and
kiss
marry a cop
again.
Kiss
goodbye to your future job in law, probably.
In law breaking.
Well,
my
security license has been revoked.
Oh.
Has it?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Oh, damn. That thing I was never going to use ever again.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Anyway.
It's been suspended a few times, but...
How long is it revoked for?
Ever.
Indefinitely.
Is it true?
Yeah. I think after like 5 years, I don't think I was even allowed to appeal. That's the word I wanted. The only grounds I could appeal on was if their information was incorrect.
I mean, I won't lie, that seems a bit excessive.
Yeah.
Seems a bit harsh to earn £15 an hour in Tesco's.
Yeah.
And the fucking rest. And the fucking... It's not lorry driver wages, it's big money.
Fuck off.
In fact, £25 an hour.
What, in Tesco's? Employed?
What, as security? Or
yeah.
In, yeah, probably more. 25 in the doors, 20... Retail is mid-20s, yeah.
Because it was always minimum wage.
Not re...
It was like £6.10 an hour back in the day, wasn't it?
And how long ago was minimum wage £6.10 an hour?
A while.
Yeah. Things have changed.
During the war!
Get Uncle Albert in the corner. I tell you what I can do. I believe I am entitled. I can still get a shotgun license if I so choose. So I can carry a weapon.
Give me a fatty shooter.
A fucking fatty credit. Second time this evening we've done that. A fucking rolling pin.
Why does he sound get away?
Why does it sound like Bane?
You think rolling pins are your ally?
Which one of these tubes do you smell through?
Yeah, I think they'll say, well, there's this on your record. And I'll then have the opportunity to say, it was an isolated incident. It was part of a job I was doing at the time. I no longer do the job.
I was
no coached
to the
job.
Gills.
Yeah, but I'm not being funny. If you were hoping to remain as a doorman.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that seems a bit excessive.
Given that it's kind of the like nature of the
if
beast.
If it's indefinitely.
Yeah, yeah. People get pissed up and come try and have a scrap with the doorman. That's
kind of the nature of the beast. But it's, to them, it's black and white. I was found guilty of this in a court of law, so I'm clearly a violent thug.
But then you're still allowed to live within a few hundred yards of a school with your previous.
I know. Well, I definitely know, but...
Yeah, I mean, you can't quite.
That's why we don't talk about it when it's not behind a paywall. Yeah. If I want my parents to catch up with me, you've got to pay three.
I did sort of wonder for...
You have to pay £3 plus the VAT.
For a good while. I did wonder for a good while you haven't moved out yet. And, you know, slowly it does occur to me.
He's within binocular distance of that, isn't he? Yeah, so. Yeah.
What do you think? I change jobs so I'm home at 3 o'clock every day.
Oh, yeah. He's got shares in Adobe. He's got shares in Adobe next as well, haven't they?
Adobe? Twat. What for?
PDF files.
Oh, nice. I thought you meant editing photos. I was like, people don't use fucking Photoshop anymore.
Going Google AI.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you put googly eyes on this traffic warden, please? I don't know.
Anyway, can we move on from me being or not being a nonce?
Of all the things you could ask AI to do.
I don't know. I was thinking on my short legs.
Do you use ChatGPT ever?
Not really.
I do.
Of course he doesn't.
I use the Google one sometimes.
Oh, Gemini. Yeah.
Gemini.
Well, you just type
Gemini.
It. You type it in and it Gemini. Gives you a fucking thing, doesn't it? I don't know what
it's a radio station in Exeter, wasn't it?
Probably.
It was, wasn't it?
Prozzy.
Could you open up another window?
No.
Okay.
Means getting up.
So, yeah. I'm still classed as a criminal, but I've paid my dues. Ugh. Well, aren't we all?
Yeah.
They do run the world or something.
Well, yeah,
apparently.
I can't remember what's been said. And what I was doing the charity shop for a bit.
Then you're on the master got me working.
Then I became, you know, fucking chained to another prisoner.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was calling people massa and things like that. You know, other slavery things.
You're going to let that sleep in a big house? We're going to have to burn the sheets?
Fucking hell.
Such a good film.
I told you, I hadn't watched it until recently.
I know, it's unreal.
And I watched it and
he
I was
didn't
like,
have the length of a Pink Floyd song to fucking free to watch it.
No, that's true.
It is a long old film, right?
Yeah.
Mental.
Yeah, it is so good, though.
It is.
Anyway, I went on to the group stuff, which I was really like, you're only as good as people you got around you, and I thought, I'm not fucking about with this. This is going to be full of, like, proper, you know. You've seen Shawshank Redemption? When it's like, I don't belong here! Him against his ass kicked. I thought it was going to be like him.
Well, as opposed to Andy Dufresne, you got his ass...
Something.
Yeah.
Entered by the sisters.
Mm.
Yeah, and I just thought, I'm going to feel so out of place, and I'm not going to enjoy it, and it's going to make me realise, oh, actually, I am a functioning member of society.
Nope, fit right in.
Fit right in, yeah. No, generally, because everyone else is low... we're all low level. I mean, there was a scouter with no teeth. I think I've mentioned him before.
Hmm.
But he was a very pleasant chap.
Yeah.
Genuinely. Really nice guy. And I thought he was in there for some sort of meth-related thing, but it wasn't. It was driving offences. Hmm. He just got, like, banned too many times, and then he got community service, and I was like, fucking hell. But it was actually thoroughly enjoyable, the group stuff.
Morning.
And then I went to community service.
Was Benny there too?
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're trying to find me, look for Benny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't mean anything to me. It was just different. All that sort of stuff. But yeah, so no longer doing community service. That finished a couple of weeks ago. Which is nice.
I got sacked from a charity shop.
Yeah, who can say they've been sacked from a charity shop?
Did you actually get sacked from there then?
No, so there's
they didn't want him back because he didn't turn in or something, wasn't it?
So for honestly... I mean, it's all government funded, isn't it? It's everything's .gov, and you can fucking tell. It's a joke. So I phoned the guy up and said, hello, mate, hope you well. Basically, because I was so low level and I had such short hours, I basically wasn't treated like the rest of them. So I didn't have to check in with a probation officer. I didn't even have contact details for a probation officer or anything like that.
Aww.
So I couldn't make a couple of Saturdays. So I phoned up and said, look, mate, I'm really sorry, so I'm not going to make this Saturday. Here's a reason. He said, yeah, that's fine, yeah, no worries. I said, and also, while I've got you on the phone, I also can't make that Saturday as well. Yeah, yeah, okay, no worries. So I didn't show up for the first Saturday, no problem at all. Da-da-da. The second Saturday I couldn't do came up. I didn't show, no problem. I got like a phone call like after the weekend saying, where were you? What happened? I was like, what do you mean? I told you I wasn't going to be in. Oh, no, I'd head you down for the other Saturday, but not this one. I was like, I told you exactly the same time. And I even read back his response to him, because I was like, yeah. Yeah, you are right, yeah.
Yeah, I know I'm right.
And he was like, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, unfortunately, they don't want you at the charity shop anymore, because obviously, you know, they do need people to be consistent. I was like, well, I was consistent. It was you that didn't fucking tell them, not me. Because they got to do the group stuff. And I was like, fuck's sake. But I went from, like, properly dreading doing the charity shop. Like, you know, when you just think... Oh.
He loves it. He loves it in a group.
One time they phoned me up and they're like, oh, really sorry, but for various reasons, the charity shop's not going to be open this weekend, so you don't have to go, I'm really sorry. I was like, don't be sorry. And then I realised all you've really done is elongate this.
Yeah, you're just delaying the inevitable.
And I was just praying every, like, Thursday, Friday that I was going to get a phone call. And when it did,
one of the smackheads has set fire to the charity shop.
Yeah,
fucking yes.
Tall ginger fella, big belly. Yeah.
Biggest smackhead I've ever seen in my life. Yeah,
something about Simone on his arm.
And the wet bandits. But I was just like
the hairy wet bandits at the minute.
The problem is with me, right? Is I'm quite happy doing fuck all, right? But I even want to do like. Nothing or everything. I don't like this sort of middle ground, you know what I mean? It's nothing worse. And just like, I mean, you want to be flat out busy or just chilling on my phone.
Yeah.
You know, and it was none of those things.
Yeah. I remember before Arch was around, I used to occasionally go and help my mum when she used to have these ice cream stalls at various farmers markets and whatever. And I can remember we went. She phoned me up one Tuesday, Wednesday and said, Are you about on Saturday?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's the end of October.
Not exactly ice cream season.
You know, like, if you say to me, would you do my delivery rounds? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go, fine, because I can just drive around, drop the fish off, do this, do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine, get back, clean the van off I go.
Yeah.
But no.
Blast all the fish guts out of it, crack on.
Go and do the stall.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking hell, I got there at 7-ish to 7:30 to set up, because they opened at 9.
Yeah.
And they closed the vehicular access at 8:30, so you've got to be there to set up.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I went in there to set up, and fucking hell, I reckon all day I served 12 people.
Jesus.
Oh man, I was so fucking bored. And the problem is you can't just walk away.
No.
You can't just go, oh fuck it, I'll go and have a wander around the farmer's market myself then.
No. And more so I can walk away.
No.
I was shackled almost. I couldn't even like go to the shop to get some lunch.
No.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Not allowed out of the building sort of thing.
I was allowed to sit in my car to eat my lunch. That was it. Wasn't allowed to leave to go to the shop.
Because they knew you wouldn't come back.
They know how shit it is. But even everyone was like, he's like proper little Nazis in there, aren't they? And I was like, well, normally I like that, but...
Normally they're my kind of people.
Normally
they're
all on board. But honestly, it was just like... I'm still getting feedback. I don't know where the fuck from. I'm hoping it's not the fan that we're not using. Oh, well, sorry, people, you got feedback.
It's not the battery pack that it's sat on.
It's always been sat on that normally. But we'll try... The feedback's gone.
Is it actually?
Yeah, genuinely. Oh, it's back. Do you reckon they can hear that?
Probably.
I think they're going to have to. It's too fucking hot in here.
It's very kind of you to share.
I've got the swing on as well.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, one time I went to go to the toilet. I said, can I go to the toilet? She said, yeah, it's fine. So I went to the toilet and there was somebody in there. So I waited and waited and waited. And they came out. I went in, had a piss. Obviously didn't wash my hands. Left. And she said, was you on your phone then? I was like, no. Oh, okay. And at the end of the day, I was like, why did you... Because I like to clear the air on a lot of problems. I was like, why did... Just so I'm, you know, on the same page. I was like, why did you think... I was like, oh, just, you were gone a long time. Like, someone was in there. Like, it wasn't 20 minutes. Where's Niall? There was somebody in there who was also pissing. And then I pissed and left again. I thought, if I was on your shit, you'd know about it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't see me for an hour. And then one time I had to go out for my lunch, it was half eight until five for and a half an hour lunch break. And I went to go for lunch at 12:30. And on the way to my car, someone said, oh, you couldn't just quickly grab that down for me, could you? I said, yeah, no problem. So I grabbed it down. And, oh, yeah, you had, sorry, that's not the one I need. Can you put it back? Yeah, no worries. So I put it back. And I looked, and it was like 12:55. So I was like, ah, you know. So about 1:00, I thought, well, I'll wrap up now and head on in. And I got a proper little, like, oh, here he is. Oh, yeah, yeah, watching the clock. And I was like, come on, like... I'm here at my own dicks. I'm not here at my own free will. I'm not a volunteer, but at the same time, like, there are alternatives.
Yeah.
Let's not fuck around over a minute here, a minute there. And I'm helpful. I'm polite. I'm friendly. I'm willing to do my bit. Huh?
Yeah.
And it's not like I was just moping about, what? You know what I mean? I was very helpful and polite and putting myself forward to do things. You know, my lunch didn't even run over by 2 minutes. So let's not cause this fucking scene.
Yeah.
But the group stuff was the other way. We used to leave...
Come and go as you please.
We used to leave at 8:30 in Exeter.
Giggity.
Then we had to pick somebody up the other end of Exeter. And then we had to go to Exmouth to pick up a couple of lads. And then we'd go to where... So the two times we went to Ottery St. Mary.
Was this on the Venga bus?
Yeah. Jesus. And another time we were in Beer. So by the time we actually get there, it's like 10 o'clock. And then we'll have a cup of tea and a chat before we do anything. Then we're like, ah, let's unpack the van. And we're just like strimming grass normally. It's about 10:30 by the time we actually start doing anything.
Yeah.
Like 10:30, 10:45. And at 12, they want to stop for lunch. And have a tea break as well. And then at 2 o'clock, you pack everything up and go back again. It's like, okay, cool. But it's recorded as the same amount of hours.
Yeah.
And we're all having a great big crack.
Yeah.
That sounded weird. We're all having a good laugh, all chatting and getting on and swapping stories and, you know, whatever else. And we were in Beer one day, and it's stunning in Beer. I don't know if you've ever been.
Yeah.
Fucking beautiful place. I never realised.
Yeah, it is nice.
Mm.
And I'm going to have a fucking great big yin, strimmer all attached to me with a harness and that.
Fucking big harness.
I had to, like, max it out. Genuinely. It was like an airplane seatbelt. I was like, ah, laddie. Let's hope this fucker goes round me. No, I do some strimming. I can't do strimming. The harness doesn't fit me. Luckily it did.
Give me a fucking rolling pin.
Give me a fucking shooter. The problem was it was just tucked under my fucking belly. So there's me thinking I look like the man doing all the strimming. Thinking, oh, I must look fucking manly right now. No, just got the gerbing harness just cutting in under my guts. Fucking hell. Wheezing away.
Sort of. Split in the middle.
So yeah, thank you for all of your support as far as the community service has gone. It's all done and dusted and behind good. Me.
Good. Well,
I have my weekends back.
Yeah. Yeah, that is good news, to be fair.
Mm. Good news.
So, yeah, well.
So, thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's...
Should we do a
it's
quiz?
It's a bit tricky. It's a bit tricky this evening because, I mean, I could talk to you about Archie's birthday party that we had.
I wasn't invited to.
Right.
Was I?
Where were you on Saturday?
Did you know this?
Yes.
Is that why you didn't invite me?
Yes.
That's all right then. Say
where
that.
Was it Saturday?
It doesn't matter.
With Benny, obviously.
Oh,
absolutely
of course.
Incorrect. I was not.
Benny.
I was not with Benny, thank you awfully.
No, he was just fucking FaceTiming him the whole way. I miss you so much. Don't do too much this weekend.
The worst bit was Maddie was away all weekend.
We'll get rid of her next
weekend,
it'll be alright.
We'll bump her off. Did you know I was away?
Yeah. You told me.
Okay. Well,
where'd you go?
Doesn't matter, does it? John knows.
Sounds awfully defensive about it.
Quite nice, actually. I was in Doncaster.
Or Donny.
Or Kinsoni Donny. Or as Jeremy Clarkson would call it, Doncaster.
Right.
At a family wedding, I got absolutely paralytic.
Did you start talking about pyramids again?
No.
Ah.
No. No, it's absolutely fucking wanker. I might have been, for all I know. I saw the... You know, I mean, you won't know because you didn't drink very often, but you know, you ever had it when you just kind of pictures pop up, you think, when the fuck did that happen?
Yeah.
Picture me Well, this is going to sound very timid. I'm just picturing me kissing my uncle. No tongues.
I mean, African.
Just Devon.
I'm quite surprised you weren't up to your nuts in his guts.
Morning. I don't want to make Benny jealous. What did you do the weekend?
What did I do the weekend?
Up to your nuts and guts?
No.
It was only 2 days ago. It's fucking Tuesday.
It wasn't that long ago.
My brain's gone blank.
We went to Thurloxton.
Yeah, Thurloxton, yeah.
Whatever it was. Picked our own straws.
Picking players, yeah.
Yeah, on Sunday.
PYO.
Nice, yeah, PYO. I'm
trying to think what I did the weekend before that.
What did you do on the Sunday, John?
Which Sunday?
When just gone?
Went to Thurloxton and picked
straws. What did you do on the Saturday?
Archie's birthday party.
Well, all day?
Yeah.
Some boy mind.
Well, from 1 o'clock till...
How was the gazebo?
Don't
tell me to put it up.
No, we didn't need to. Didn't need to.
Why?
Well, because I got a bloody cantilever parasol anyway, but our back garden gets hot as fuck.
Yeah.
So I wanted it as a just in case.
Yeah.
That no, we really need another big patch of shade.
Mm-hmm.
But no, thankfully we didn't need it.
Oh, that's good. Have you remembered what you done yet?
Went out for dinner on Sunday. That's about it.
Where'd you go?
Firehouse.
Did you actually? God, fucking loves it there.
What, Exeter?
No, one in
Curry Rival. I haven't been there for fucking ages. Never been there.
It is nice.
See Ed?
Oh, wait, no. Is that the one that's got the brewery downstairs?
No.
The old brewery?
No.
No, that's... Okay.
Don't know where you're thinking of, Dave. River Liscum?
No. In Crediton.
Oh. Hanlon's?
No.
The beer engine.
The beer engine, that's what it's called.
The pub.
Pub?
Newton's
and Cyrus?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's Hanlon's brewery, isn't it?
No.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
yeah. That's called the beer factory.
Yeah.
Fuck me. The tears.
Pissheads around there.
Yeah. The food still good? Do you have a pizza?
No, I had rost.
Brost?
Rost.
What meat do you have?
Chicken.
Can you tell we're struggling? Chicken. So fucking boring.
Well, I nearly had the triple, but I thought, that's a chicken.
How'd you go from nearly the triple to just chicken?
To just chicken.
What's your meat of choice on a roast then, Jonathan?
I liked a bit of pork.
Can't beat it. Pork or gammon?
Pork.
Is your first choice chicken?
Pork, actually.
Why didn't you have pork then?
Because it wasn't an option.
Was it not? What was the triple options then?
Well, there was pork on that, but it's...
oh my God.
Belly. Right. Belly pork, which...
Yeah, belly pork I can always take or leave, really.
It's hit and miss, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's either fucking good or...
Fucking Wrigley's. This is literally just fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fucking Wrigley's pork.
But
I haven't had a roast for a while.
I mean, this is just waffle.
This is what they pay their money for.
I don't think that they should be though.
Neither do they. They keep doing it.
No. So yeah, obviously my life's been in turmoil.
Yeah, that's one word for it.
A good while. Yeah, you all know the score. It's all been shit. It's all been very hard.
Yeah.
And obviously since then, I haven't really done very much. I mean, we went to the Devon Truck Show.
Watched some shit monster trucks.
They were shit.
They were shit.
Yeah.
Did the beer taste good?
Did I have a drink?
I can't remember.
I did.
Did the day end in a Y?
Yeah. No, I did. I did have... What did I have? 2 pints of lager, I think.
Is that from the big tent?
Yeah.
From the big house?
Yeah.
Tastes good?
Lovely. Bloody lovely.
Well endorsed.
Nice and cold. That was the...
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, it needed to be up there. Jesus.
Oof. It was
cold
crisp.
And tasted clean.
Yes. Yeah. I could still taste the bleach in the pipes.
Yeah, baby. That's how we do it round Jack.
No, so yeah, like I say, I haven't really done an awful lot.
No.
I know there's an awful lot of shit going on in the world in general at the moment, and I did suggest to Niall that we spoke about this, and he went,
no, I didn't.
You're going to get all political, and Bulge is going to have a rant again.
I thought he was going to say something else. I think you're going to talk about the thing we discussed last week when we didn't record.
You're going to have to say it. I've forgotten.
About the...
Is that you and Benny?
I'm fairly sure Niall is just sign language. Hold on. Niall is just sign languaged, strangling someone while fucking them.
That's what he does to Benny.
You.
Well, you did that.
Fucking good.
Yeah.
Run with. Run up. No.
Armageddon!
Lewis just came.
Caffeine. And machine.
Oh, yes.
Should we talk about that?
Yes.
Should we talk about that instead?
Yes.
Rather than politics or fucking gain.
Yeah.
Again.
So, last week we were supposed to record, but I couldn't. No.
You, I know is I could.
You could.
No.
No, because you were there as well.
I could. You could.
You were there. And I was.
You were there.
Yeah.
Nobody was stopping you.
So that would have meant.
So it wasn't me, it wasn't you.
That's it, yeah, that one there.
Yeah, it was the Sire.
The Messiah. The Messiah. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. Yes, so I did suggest to Niall that perhaps what
we... Before you take all the credit...
Okay.
It has been mentioned in the Discord, which you may have missed.
Right.
Have you seen it in Discord?
Nope, so I'm taking all the credit.
That's fine.
I suggested to Niall that perhaps later this summer we should try and organise a group event that...
Niall likes group events.
He does. That perhaps we could all have a little get-together, you know?
Yeah.
And we'll all shake some babies and kiss some hands and all of that stuff.
Michael Jackson.
No, so we were trying to sort of think of a somewhat central location.
Because as much as I adore Matt...
Yes.
He lives the wrong side of the country.
He's fucking far away.
It's a long way away.
Well, that's up to him. If he chooses to have an EV and can't make it down in one fucking go.
No, he probably could, and he'd be well relaxed when he gets here, and his car won't burst into a ball of flames.
He would
or
be
something.
Well relaxed, other than the fact that he is on fire.
Yeah. Oh. In the flames, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a bit awkward. Not awkward, sorry, that's the wrong word. He said he was happy to travel, but a majority of us are in the southwest.
Yeah.
He's the exact opposite of that.
Yes. He's like Norfolk somewhere, isn't he?
I think he is Norfolk. And then you've got the Beef, who's on the south coast.
The Bowl.
In Bowl. Yeah. And then you've got Michael from South Carolina, who is actually probably closer than Matt is.
I'm sure. And don't forget Kevin.
And yeah, Kev. Of course. Well, they can catch the same flight, can't they? America's a small place.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, Rhode Island's
there. There's only like fucking three airports in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all they need.
Yeah.
Bet.
There's only like four country-sized states between the two of them, you know? Fine, don't worry about it.
Potato, potato.
Yeah, exactly. Potato.
Potato.
And after some deliberation, we kind of picked somewhere that seemed...
And some
actually, genuinely, seemed to be the exact same distance for everybody, didn't it?
It did have that...
About 2 hours and a bit for everybody involved. Us down here.
Was that actually?
Genuinely, the Beef, and... I've kind of already said the location, shows how bad your memory is. It's a cool location for us to go to
Well, I got that. I didn't know it was 2 hours from Norfolk and 2 hours from here and 2 hours from the Muff.
Yeah.
Bored Muff.
I was going to say.
Not the Rob's coming.
And Rob as well. We did factor Rob into it.
Yeah, Rob's only like fucking 25 minutes.
Yeah, he's got it easiest out of that one.
Wanker. We picked that one up as Rob because we love you.
Yeah.
And the place we were thinking of. So, I don't know why this has been...
We've said it. That's how I reminded you of what we were talking about.
McDonald's Evesham.
Yeah. Yeah, so obviously we were thinking of going to the old caffeine machine.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Mm. Which is a very car-based location, which seems rather fitting to the fact that we are loosely a car podcast.
Threaten about it sometimes.
Whoever loosely a car podcast is. And it's sounds also Irish. Not a million miles away from
anyone.
Clarkson's Farm, Diddley Squat, yeah. the Cotswolds, all that sort of stuff. So if people want to kind of meet up with us and then gallivant off and do their own things because we're annoying.
Yeah.
Totally get it.
Carry yep. on. Absolutely. We don't mind.
do a drive-by and go, nope, they look like wrong'uns.
Yeah, fuck me. He is miserable, isn't he? You know what I mean? That sort of thing.
Fuck me, he yeah. is ginger, isn't he?
Got any fat fucking all.
His head's a funny shape.
I can smell his penis from here.
Oh. He hasn't been left home yet.
It's 2 weeks before we've left.
yeah, so basically, when you've listened to this, let us know some dates, maybe late August, early September-ish.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking. I mean, first of all, you know, so great to have you guys back. I've really missed you. I've upped my subscription, all that sort of stuff first.
Obviously, yeah.
And then, you know,
after the charitable donation as well. Yeah. As well.
All that, yeah. Do that first. Get that out the way.
And I promise we will try to remember to bring some stickers with us.
Maybe.
Oh. That doesn't mean anything.
What, under the pile
because,
of fish and chips?
Because at yes. the point we arrive at Caffeine and Machine, the likelihood is they're still right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting a fuck. No, they'll be posted out by then.
Yeah.
Dubber got me a cropper. I don't know if you saw it.
Yes.
What was I getting people to guess again? Oh, yeah, I changed my headlights, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was like, 50p to whoever can get it right, and Dubber got it right. He said, you can chuck the 50pm of my stickers. I was like, eesh. Kind of hoping you'd all forgotten about them.
And he's down the road.
Yeah, no excuse.
No, none.
None whatsoever.
No. So, yes, if you would all like to just chuck some dates out.
Yeah, once everyone's listened and they know what the fuck's going on, we'll probably set up a new channel on the old Discord like we have done in the past. What?
Michael from South Carolina was talking about popping over to the island, wasn't he?
I think it's his, I want to say 40th. And I think he was going to Spa Frankenchamps to watch the Famula Uno.
Yeah, but he was talking of coming back to the...
Well, we might... That's going to be soon, though, isn't it? Spa Frankenchamps.
Yeah, it's next race, actually.
Yeah, a bit short. This comes out on Thursday.
Yeah.
Maybe he can come over twice if he likes us that much.
Yeah. Keep polite, I've heard.
Yeah, only 3 airports in America or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get it out of the way and then we'll kind of maybe, well, not maybe, we will set something up on the Discord so we can all chat dates. Obviously, it's going to be very difficult.
But also...
Oh, yeah, go on, I'm all
I would like to just say that we are not... We're not dead fixed on Caffeine and Machine.
No.
If any of you lot give us a... Do you know where would be good...
Yeah,
and it's not too la 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 la.
Yeah,
let's go here to this sex museum, car museum. Then we're all ears and assholes. Yeah.
And if Greenbeef wants to invite us to, you know, one of his swinger parties, I'd be game. I'd be up for it.
Yeah,
you know, put a mask on and wank some men off.
With your mouth.
Yeah, I'm up for that. Again.
Benny might get fucking jealous, though.
That's what the mask's for. He won't know it's me. All right, boy.
He knows you, though. Go, I recognise this.
Someone's brought a chipolata to a penis party.
Anyway.
Anywho. Is the sun right in your eyes, by the way?
Getting that.
I think it's a reflection.
Maybe you should open the other window.
Right, it would actually prevent that.
We are at 33 minutes.
Oh, wait, fucking hell. God knows how. Fucking hell.
Sorry about that. That
you
was
just
terrible.
Witted on.
Yeah, fucking hell.
If you want to catch it, we don't blame you. You just won't be invited to the Caffeine and Machine thing, you miserable bastard.
Public place.
Well done, Bulge. Well done. Well done. Fuck me. John's just been blinded to death. How's that?
That is fucking bright.
Yeah, man. Apologies if you can hear fan noises. It's hot as fuck.
And we've got many fans.
Got no fange. The Orcs are playing well. Anyway.
Bulge.
Say ta-ta for now.
Ta-ta for now.
Ooh, this is a giant comeback. John, say bye, y'all.
Goodbye, y'all.
Thank you so much for listening. We love you very many. Goodbye, everyone.
Go away, Niall.
Heavens to Betsy!